You are listening to Showing You What's Possible with Serhat Kulet. Hello and welcome to Showing You What's Possible with Serhat Kulet. Today I want to talk to you about the day I quit my job to start my own business. Well, in 2016, when I finished university, so I studied economics in Vienna. When I finished university, I got the opportunity to work for the world's best company in the world. So it's a tech company where I had the opportunity to be employed. And I was starting there after finishing university. It was a dream job of mine. It was overpaid. I had the opportunity to work there in the marketing department. And I was so proud of mine, because right after university, to have this dream job. So I thought to myself, I reached everything that I wanted to reach in life. I started working there, but after some times I realized, you know, life has just more to give to us, right? So I wanted to take more out of life, because working some time with that company, I realized that it is not really for me, right? Because I was at the top, and I thought to myself, if that is the top, I'm capable to do more. I'm capable for more, because it was not challenging for me. And also the employee life, it was not well suited for me, because I don't like the lifestyle, right? So I don't like the things that that the people were talking, how they are interacting, what they are doing, how they are spending their free time, and so on. So it was not something that I felt comfortable with. And also the lifestyle, like working from Monday to Friday and then having the weekends and something like that. So it was not really beneficial for me. It was not really growing for me. And I thought to myself, you know, life has, there must be something to do more in life. So right after working for that, right? So I was working, but I always keep educating myself, because as you know, I'm a self-development enthusiast. So I always was like that. I always was eager for information. I always was searching for new things, what to do and what is hot right now. So I was learning, right? So after, especially my weekends, I spent the weekends like educating myself, going to conferences, going to events, watching motivational videos, like listening to Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, and all the celebrities out there in the motivational space. So I was gaining for information. I was gaining to the right people to get more out of life, because I'm coming from a normal and traditional environment. You know, my father is a taxi driver and my mother is a housewife, so there is no entrepreneur in my life. So I have to always work that through myself. So I always have to go out there and get it, what I wanted to do. So I was always listening to podcasts. I was learning what is hot, and I was just keep educating myself about the topic. And while I was listening to different topics, while I was listening to events, on podcasts and so on, I came across with e-commerce, so selling physical products online. And this really resonated with me, because it was actually the lifestyle that I wanted to live, right? So having an online business sounded for me like that is fulfilling for me, and this is the life that I wanted to live. So I started just deep diving into that topic and learning more and researching more about that. So, and this is actually what I started with. So beside my job, so on the weekends, I was selling physical products on the internet. So in concrete, I was doing dropshipping using different platforms, like selling on Amazon. After selling on Amazon, also like growing my own physical product brand. But this is what came after time. So I was working on that business, right? So I was selling physical products. I was in e-commerce. And I spent my time, especially the weekends and also after the work, like educating myself and really building that business. And I kept working on that, and time after time, you know, after certain time in my journey, the business which I started reached a several level. So it was in concrete 6 months. I was working for that company 6 months, and beside that I was working on my business, building it. And after 6 months I realized my business has reached a several level, my own business. And this was the reason or the decision that I made to quit my job, so quit my job and to fully focus on my own business. It was a hard decision. It was not easy because, as you said, it was my dream job. It was overpaid and all my family was so proud of me. And one day I just come back home and I'm just announcing that I quit my job. So it was very so much pressure also for myself. So not just for me, but also from external pressure. Like everyone is talking about that and everyone is saying I'm stupid or this is the wrong decision and what I'm doing and something like that. But I want to do that because I was not feeling comfortable. I was not feeling fulfilled with the job that I had. And although the business was not at the level that I can live off, I wanted to take a risk. I wanted to try this out because, you know, I was young and this is just my life. And this was the chance that I said, okay, now is the time. Let's focus on that and let's try it. And this is how I started the day. Then I quit my job. And after that, you know, it was very frustrating for me. I don't know what to do next and how to generate money and something like that. And it really felt also very strange for me because, you know, I was paid well and just immediately I had no income. So I didn't know what to do, but I kept going. I kept going. I took the risk. I take the decision, quit my job to really focus on growing my own business. And yeah, so this was the decision that I made and I'm fully proud of that and super glad that I made the decision. And since then, the rest was history. So the longest period that I was full-time employed was 6 months. So after that, you know, I fully focused on my own business, growing it. And since then, I'm self-employed and working on my own businesses. But guys, this is the thing that I wanted to give you here. So you don't have an influence to your past, right? But you definitely have an influence to your future. It doesn't depend where you come from, but you can decide where you want to go. So me, myself, I was in a traditional environment, but I kept learning. I kept searching for information. I kept to gain access to the right people to learn, educate myself. I didn't know at the time that I wanted to build my own business or have an online business. I didn't know about that, but I was searching. I was searching for the right thing. What is right? What is hot topic? And how I can gain access to that market. And if you really want it, if you really, really want it, and if you're not satisfied, not feeling comfortable where you are today or right now, you will find a way how to get out of that. You will find your way how to be successful and live the life you want. So it is your decision what you do with your time, right? So you might be in a job, in a full-time job, which is consuming your time and energy, but you can decide what to do with the time left after the job. You can decide what to do on the weekends. You can decide what to do after your working hours, right? So you can spend the weekends educating yourself, just researching about some topics or so on, or you can waste your time watching TV or something like that. So if you are in a situation where you don't feel comfortable, where you think there is much more to achieve in life, then just do it, then change it. Just go for the people who are in there, look for information. I mean, it was also for me, right? I mean, I came from nothing. I was not in that environment to have access to wealthy people or something like that. But I kept learning. I kept looking for information and I made my way through that. Yes, of course, it was a hard decision for me. And yes, of course, it will be challenging also for yourself. But the thing that you have to ask for yourself, do you want to make this sacrifice, this short-term sacrifices for long-term gain, right? So if you're not feeling comfortable in the situation that you are right now, think about yourself, you know, just go for it and search for the things that you want to do. Be fearless, because once you be fearless, then you become limitless. And this is what I believe in. So if you are in a situation where you feel you're not fulfilled in your job or something like that, just take the decision, change it. I mean, you don't have to risk too much, right? Because right now, especially with building an online business, gives you the opportunity to start beside your job. So you have the opportunity. All you need is a laptop and an internet connection, which we all have. You can start your business beside your job. But the thing is, how you use your time, right? So it's not about the challenges. You don't have to take a risk, right? So you can start just beside your job and trying the things if it's working. And if it is working, like in my case, then you can quit your job. But it is also not my recommendation to fully go that risk and quit your job and then don't know what to do next. So this is not what I would suggest you. So if you are in a job, just make some small steps that will lead you to the life that you want to do. But you can make especially these small steps. So it is all about how you want to use your time after work or on the weekends. I decided to use it wisely. I decided to educate myself, learn about new things, and just grow my business beside my job. And you have the opportunity for doing that too. So I hope you got some out of this podcast episode. I wanted to talk to you about the day I quit my job and how my journey for starting my online business started. And yeah, so this is how it started. It was challenging, but it was definitely worth it. And I exactly remember the day when I made the decision to quit the job, and where I just leave the job. So it was so hard for me, but so I made the decision, and the rest is history, right? So I hope you got some out of that. I wanted to give you some inspiration. Maybe you are in the situation. So let's leave you today with that, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care and bye bye. Crush it, guys.